Chapter 2. A New Case.
I got up to leave, but the young lady stopped me.
You may also be able to help me,
she said. I sat down again.
These are the facts,
she continued.
My father was an officer in an Indian regiment. My mother was dead, so I went to boarding school in Edinburgh until I was 17. In the year 1878, my father had a year's leave from the military and he came home. He wrote to me and told me to meet him in London at the Langham Hotel. When I arrived, they told me that he was staying there but had gone out the night before and hadn't returned. I waited all day, but there was no news. Eventually, I contacted the police. But from that day to this, nothing has been heard of my father.
The poor girl was trying not to cry.
What was the date?
Asked Holmes.
He disappeared on the 3rd of December, 1878, nearly 10 years ago.
Did he have any bags?
Yes, but there was nothing in them that gave any clue about what had happened. Clothes, books, some things from the Andaman Islands. That was where he was based,
she explained.
Did he have any friends in town?
Asked Holmes.
Only one,
she replied.
Major Sholto, who was in the same regiment as my father. He was retired and lived in Upper Norwood. He didn't even know that my father was in England.
She continued.
About 6 years ago, on the 4th of May, 1882, I saw an advertisement in the Times newspaper asking for the address of Miss Mary Morstan. It said that she would receive good news if she communicated her address. So I put it in the newspaper. The next day, a small box was brought to my house. Inside, there was a very large and beautiful pearl. There was nothing else. No message, no address, nothing. Since then, on the same date every year, another box has arrived, each containing another pearl.
She opened a small box as she was speaking. Inside were 6 beautiful pearls.
Most interesting,
said Holmes.
Has anything else happened?
Yes, today. That's why I've come to see you. This morning I received this letter.
She gave the letter to Holmes for him to read.
Be outside the Lyceum Theatre tonight at 7 o'clock,
he read.
If you feel safer, bring 2 friends. You deserve justice and you shall have it. Do not bring the police, your unknown friend. Well, what a mystery. And what do you want to do, Miss Morstan?
He asked.
That's why I'm here,
she said.
We will go then. You and I, and yes, Dr. Watson can come too. We have worked together before.
Miss Morstan looked at me.
Will you come, Doctor?
She asked. I'll be happy to, I replied.
You're both very kind,
she said.
I'll be here at 6 then.
One last thing,
said Holmes.
The handwriting in the letter, is it the same as that on the pearl boxes?
I have them here,
she said, giving them to Holmes. He spread them out on the table and compared them.
Yes,
he said after a moment.
The writer has tried to change his handwriting each time, but they are definitely written by the same person. Is this handwriting anything like your father's, Miss Morstan?
Not at all,
she said.
I thought so,
said Holmes.
We'll see you at 6 then.
Miss Morstan left the room. I looked out of the window and watched her walking away. What an attractive woman, I exclaimed, turning to Holmes.
Is she?
He said.
I didn't notice.
Holmes got up.
I'm going out,
he said.
There are a few things I want to find out.
I sat at the window. I could not stop thinking about Miss Mary Morstan. Her smile, the sound of her voice, and the mystery that was part of her life. If she was 17 when her father disappeared, that must make her 27 now, I thought. A nice age. I sat thinking about her until my thoughts became dangerous. Who was I to hope for such things? A retired and injured army surgeon with little money. No, it was better to forget such thoughts of happiness with Miss Morstan. Holmes returned at 5:30. He seemed very happy.
"This isn't such a great mystery,"
he said.
"There seems to be only one explanation."
"What? You've solved it already?" I asked.
"Oh, no,"
he said.
"But I have discovered an important fact. I've been looking at old copies of the Times, and I found out that Major Sholter died on the 28th of April, 1882.
And so? I'm sorry, I don't understand, Holmes.
No? You do surprise me. Look at it this way. Captain Morstan disappears. The only person he knows in London is Major Sholter. Major Sholter says he didn't know Morstan was in London. 4 years later, Major Sholter dies. Only a week after his death, Captain Morstan's daughter receives a valuable present, which is repeated every year. Now she gets a letter which says that she deserves justice. What else can it mean except justice for the loss of her father? Why did the presents begin immediately after Sholter's death? It must mean that Sholto's heir knows something about the mystery and wants to compensate Mary Morstan.
But how strange! Why has he written now and not 6 years ago? And anyway, what justice can she have? You don't really think her father is still alive, do you? What other injustice is there in her case? Sherlock Holmes thought for a moment.
It's true, Watson, there are problems. But I think our journey tonight will solve them all. Are you ready? I think Miss Morstan is downstairs in a cab.
I picked up my hat and my stick. Holmes took a gun from a drawer and put it in his pocket. It seemed that things might get serious. In the cab, Sherlock Holmes asked Miss Morstan some more questions.
Major Sholto was a very good friend of Papa's,
she said.
He and Papa were in charge of the soldiers on the Andaman Islands. They spent a lot of time together. By the way,
she continued,
a strange paper was found in Papa's desk. No one can understand it, but I brought it to show you. Here it is.
Holmes studied the paper carefully.
It was made in India,
he said.
It is a plan of a large building with many rooms and passages. In one place, there is a small cross in red ink, and above it is written 3.37 from left. In the left-hand corner is a strange hieroglyph, like four crosses in a line with their arms touching. Beside it is written, "The Sign of the Four. Jonathan Small, Mahomet Singh, Abdullah Khan, Dost Akbar." Now, I don't know what this is about, but it is obviously an important document because it has been kept very carefully. It is very clean.
Holmes leaned back. He was thinking hard.